69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm playing Tumbleweed by The Howling Faith. And this band was recommended to me by Blind Embers, who I'm pretty sure I bumped into at the Angry Mike, and I gave him a sticker, but we didn't really talk because I'm socially awkward and I just am an introvert. Definitely check out the Angry Mike the last Monday of the month at the Horse. That's what all the cool people call it. So I've heard, the Angry Horse in Montebello. Anyways, so we recommended The Howling Faith because I was struggling to find local artists local to LA. I was finding a bunch of bands, less than 1,000 listens, but they just like weren't anywhere near California. I'm trying to keep it local. But I dug The Howling Faith's self-titled album from 2016. I played it in the car. I played it while I worked out. I played it a lot. You guys know. I play when I'm prepping for this podcast. I play everything. Yeah. It's a very 90s feel, which I love. I love. Took me back. I was just digging the 90s grunge with the female energy. And with that, I'm going to play Tumbleweed by The Howling Faith.
So Tumbleweed is a song that we recorded back in 2013, and I want to say that we released it sometime in 2014. And what you hear on the song is two guitars, bass, and drums, very straightforward, straight ahead rock and roll. But at the time, I was playing guitar, or I was one of two guitarists, and the other guitar that you hear on the track is Danny Ridardi, who is currently our lead guitarist for The Howling Faith. And we had a bass player fill in for the recording, and then we had Jaime Ramirez on drums, who is also one of the members of The Howling Faith, and he's our drummer currently. The song itself is a song that is one of longing, but not in a traditional love song kind of way. It's more a desire to escape and to be a wanderer and to not be tied down. And as the author of the song finds herself wandering with no particular place to go, just with an open road ahead of her, she finds herself contemplating the beauty of things and what exactly resonates. And it's not what typically would resonate or would, you know, what most people would find relatable, but seeing the beauty in the dilapidated and things that are worn down and perhaps even forgotten. So it's definitely a song of wanderlust, but there's pain and there's a little bit of despair in that, but there's also I think the romanticism of this idea of escaping and leaving it all behind with no particular plan or nowhere really to go, but just kind of letting the wind take you wherever it wants to take you. And then lastly, the song talks about or makes an allusion to people living behind the walls, the lonely, invisible walls. And that image was conjured up for me when I was on the road back then traveling. And I remember seeing, when I would be driving for long distances, these structures, you know, sometimes they were abandoned structures. And I would wonder who lived there, what was the story there, what happened, what drove that place to ruin, but finding the beauty in that, because I found that in that moment relatable, because I thought that could be me, that one day will be me, you know, maybe somebody will wonder about who lived in the house that's abandoned off the end of the road. So some different themes going on in the song, but that's the gist of it.
I forgot to mention that we got a clip. We got a clip, you guys. Yay. Yeah, we should like get a sound clip, producer Rod, when we get a clip, because we don't always get a clip and I get so excited when we do. Anyways, I love that information, because I was going to say that I was going to talk about the timeline of the recording of this song, but she mentioned it. I mean, I guess I'll repeat it again, but just add a little bit more perspective. They recorded in 2013. The single came out in 2014. The album came out with this song on it, the very last track. I'll talk about that later. In 2016. And I barely heard this song in 2024, okay? So it just goes to show you like how much music is out there that you'll never listen to. Like, you know, this song has less than 1,000 listens and it should have way more. This album should have like way more. And there's just so much music out there. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, to bring a little light to those songs. I loved this album. It was very 90s. I said that. I probably got the recommendation about the time that I was prepping for Jules and the Rollers episode, like their episode. So it was a lot of like feminine energy. It was a lot of like, I don't want to say girl rock, but like, yeah, girl rock in the car while I was working out, while I was cleaning the casa. Okay. So I loved it. There was like probably a three week period where I was just like rocking out to these bands, like a bunch of female bands that I was prepping for the podcast. I love this song. I love the intro. I love like the build and the release, if that makes sense. Like I really felt the song. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't pay much attention to the lyrics because I was just cleaning the casa to this song, like to this album. But this, like, this is the jam. Like this is the jam that you dance in your 20s to when no one else is home, you know what I mean? And again, it's the last track on the album, so I challenge you to go listen to the whole album. It's 10 songs, 44 minutes. It's a good driving album. Like I'm not gonna lie, like it's 44 minutes. Like you could get somewhere, like you could drive somewhere for a while down the freeway and get somewhere, maybe for some tacos or something, I don't know. The Howling Faith has some more recent singles. They have two other more recent singles. Their latest single is Days and Days. You can check out their music video on YouTube. You can check out the song. It's streaming on most streamer websites. All the links will be in the show notes. So a link to their website will be in the show notes. And you can join their mailing list if you want to see where they're playing. You can also follow them on Instagram. It's at The Howling Faith. You can follow me at D for Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram. If you could do me a favor, give this podcast a follow. I hope that will in turn bring in more listeners to this podcast where I'm featuring these smaller bands, smaller artists. So yeah, give me a rating. Say hi to your dog for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Bye.